Speaking of street traffic, I will text Danny when I'm riding down one of the main thoroughfares in Brooklyn because I know he lives on it, and he wasn't there, but an automated traffic camera was, and that automated traffic camera caught me speeding.
Yeah. Can't be doing that on that road.
38 in a 25, and this is a new experience for me. I fight it. What do you mean fight it?
Yeah.
Fight it now. But what am I going to say? That wasn't my car. Someone stole my car.
Yeah,
you said that
the camera was messed up.
The camera was wrongly calibrated.
Mm. Remember when that was something that people used to think they could get out of tickets for, and they just wait and go, and it's like, oh, you got the radar checked. Like, well, when was the last time your gun was calibrated? Now
work?
You can't use that in court. Maybe in the very beginning, like the late 80s, early 90s. When they were still like, you know, your radar detectors
calibrating guns?
No.
I got one on the West Side Highway, and there's a photo and everything, and there's just no getting around it. Although it was COVID time, and they said it was school hours, and I was like, there was no school. What the fuck are you talking about?
Ooh.
But guess what? Still had
something in your favor. Well, something tells me you paid it.
There's no harm in saying, I don't want to pay it, and seeing if they say, okay, or explain more, and then you bullshit with them. I got out of a ticket by saying that I parked across the street and got a double parking ticket because I was helping an old lady go up the stairs in her apartment, which was a lie. But the judge felt, the online judge, because it wasn't a real judge, I just said like wrote, I was like, yeah, this is the reason why it happened. And guess what? I didn't pay that ticket. Suck it.
Wow.
So you can have a judge on a nice day thinking that there was some nice young man who decided to stop to help an old lady go up the stairs.
The judge would be wrong.
The judge would be very wrong.
All wrong. Jeez, come on, judge.
Incredible segue about getting tickets and cars and not paying those tickets. That is something you could do if you owned your own country. And today, we're doing a dump. Dump, 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 dump. Dump, 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 dump. No? How about this? Welcome to the Adventures of Danny and Mike. That's it. That's even better. Even better.
Come on and do the dumpy dump.
To my right, Mr. Michael C. Marona.
I'm just incredulous.
And to his right, Danny Tamborelli.
And that works out today for the first time in a long time. Are you looking at my screen? That was going on here.
He's watching.
It is Danny, this time. And my name is Jeremy. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today we are doing a nostalgia dump from, look at this.
But I brought all my fun articles and one fake one. We're not doing bullshit.
Well, I'd love to do a bullshit.
Let's do it anyway.
But I've been requested to not. So we're instead going to do March 1995. Oh my God. There's Jim Carrey. There he is.
He looks exactly the same today.
Nickelodeon magazine, and we are going to follow the 10 easy steps to make your own country. Now, here's the blurb. Having your own country is great. You get to make all the rules. See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You can have a royal banquet every night. Nope, not doing that. You can even put your face on the money. Circle one choice each step below, and within minutes, you'll be the proud founder of a new country. I know there's a lot of problems. I love this country, but why not take a little trip to imagination land and start our own?
Well, you could have a vegan country, Jeremy.
Oh, I could have a vegetarian country. No, I want free choice, you know, free will. I want all that good stuff.
But I'm saying you're the royal banquet each night. If you declared yourself king of your own country, you could make it a vegan banquet without forcing everybody else.
That is true. Or I could just have the meat eaters out by the spit or something. You know what I mean?
You could cut out the middleman and just
be a generous person to do that.
Yeah.
You could cut out the middleman and just put them right on the stakes.
Which would immediately make you incapable of being the king or president or prime minister of your own.
It's called a Machiavellian disqualifier, it's known as. And it's a clause that's often invoked.
I love that Tupac album.
Machiavellian.
It's one of my favorites. This is 10 easy steps to making your own country. And
I remember that was one of Heath Ledger's last films.
Yes. And he won several awards for it. First on the list to do is you're going to have five choices, and I want you to think really hard It can be the union of, and we're going to take some liberties because typically you would just put your last name and your first name in this part, but we're going to do something a little different. So how about this? You can either choose the union of Onia, which is whatever word you want, plus Onia, the Federal Republic of.
Used in a sentence. Man, I love
or the People's
Stankonia
Republic.
Stankonia from...
Yeah,
can't
the suffix
Stankonia.
Of Onia.
That's what's now. Okay. So which will it be, fellas? The union of blank Onia, the Federal Republic, or the People's Republic?
Well, let's just... You write down which ones we say, and at the end, we both have our own countries, because I don't need to share a country with Mike.
No, I know. That's what Ooh. I'm doing. Look.
Why? We have the same name.
DNM. Well,
okay. Just making sure. I'll have Fredonia.
Fredonia? Freedom?
Wait. This is... Oh, no. That's new free... The
Mr. Oh, yeah.
Show
new freedom land?
New free, no, new Freeland.
Fredonia. Freedom. I don't know. I might have to get
Fredonia.
A pronunciation
on that. Give back my life.
Fredonia.
Fredonia.
All right, well, that's Michael C's, Danny T.
Oh, mine would be the union of
love.
No, the union of the freckled, and it's only going to be freckled people. And we got to get the gingers back.
I call president.
Oh, well.
See, the whole reason I'm doing this is because then I want to have a fight with Michael's country.
I think we're gearing up to that. Yes, even just anyway, the first question.
Fredonia? Fredonia is known for having a standing army. I think you should watch out. We saved a lot of money on chairs that way.
Yeah. What? All right, so I guess this is the question in here that's a little weird because it says decide who will be the ruler. So who's going to rule your country? And their options here is you or yourself, which, you know, it's Nickelodeon Magazine.
There's also I. There's me, myself, or
yeah,
I.
Yeah, exactly.
You,
it's a trinity. It's a ruling trinity junta of...
But you can also say there's a trifecta or like a... maybe you just want Steve Jobs, the ghost of Steve Jobs, to run your country or something.
I'm pretty sure it's De La Soul.
Ooh. You want De La Soul?
Yeah.
Okay. Danny T?
Wow.
Steve Jobs is dead, dude. What is he going to...
Well,
how
De La
is he going to...
Well,
it can't
be De La Soul
of the soul
for you,
yeah.
Because
no,
you
no, I'm
have,
just
have a racist
I'm
country
I'm
where there's only freckled people.
I'm working on that. No. What has actually just happened? Hold on a second. Wait, what's this? I've just heard there's turmoil here in the union of the freckled... And there's been an overturning of government power, and they are keeping of the union of, but it is no longer the union of the freckled, and is now just the union of
frack,
the union of wind turbines, the republic of the the union of the republic of wind turbines.
Well, no, it's either federal republic or the people's republic.
Oh, I don't want that. No, People's Republic. I don't want... Nobody wants to be owned by the people.
People's Republic, yeah. All right. The Union of the Wind what? Turbines?
Just the wind turbines. Yeah, they're a green... They've gone from being a racist country to a green country.
The rest of the world calls them blowhard... rest of the world calls them blowhard on you.
And the new rulers, after seeing De La Soul, is now Diggable Planets. So Diggable Planets are now running
President?
My country. Yeah,
all right.
Wind turbine
versus De La Soul. Yeah, Diggable Planets is all about that.
So. All right. Well, two great choices. The third one is you got to assign an official title to these rulers, all right? And you get a few choices. The most exalted supreme sultan, the head honcho and potentate. Yeah. Your Excellency, the Grand Poobah, which we know one of those, the guy from...
Definitely Grand Poobah.
Lord of Lunch or the Big Cheese?
Ooh, I chose too soon.
No, if you didn't choose yet, I guess, because I want Grand Poobah.
Poobah?
I want the Poobah.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay, well, I get Brand Nubian then.
I don't think that was... Oh, you could do it, Your Excellency. That's one.
Yeah, I like Your Excellency, and I also like... What was the cheese one again?
The big cheese.
Oh, yeah. The big cheese. Got some Irish cheddar coming my way. I just remembered.
All righty. Let's see. This is where it gets really hard. Mike, why? I feel like I know the answer to this question. The next thing you have to do is choose a flag.
And you want to go ahead and answer for me?
One is a picture of your face or the ruler, whoever your ruler is, and it says, I rule. Two, you have a flag that says, this land is mine, which pretty straightforward. Or three, it's just a Cheeseland flag. Just says Cheeseland, which I feel like only goes with one. Or the fourth is a make your own. It can be whatever flag you want.
Oh.
So, Jeremy, you feel like this is, you feel like you know how I'm going to answer this question.
Oh, 100%. I 100% know the... So that in that case, let's go. Let's let you go first because we're choosing flags. You have four choices: a custom one that says "I rule, this land is mine," or Cheeseland, which would actually go well with yours. But
I'm also a fan of Cheeseland. But
so it's a big choice you got there.
Probably go with the Ween flag plus some stars.
Custom. Yep. I knew it. I friggin' knew it.
Stars TBD.
Would you add cheese to it?
Maybe the stars in the shape of cheese.
There you go.
Just trying to help out. Just trying to help your country out, man.
Well,
thanks, man. As former president of the Freckled Peoples, I feel like we still have a connection.
I think it's pretty thin.
That we cherish. Even though you overthrew my rule.
Teetering on.
Your country continues to teeter on the brink. Your country continues to teeter on the brink of
rebellion. We are providing so much energy. That's true. That doesn't matter.
But what about what leaks into the ground? You ever thought about that?
Those wind turbines, I don't care how many birds it kills, okay?
Yes, to blow hard on you.
We can only afford one wind turbine, but it's massive. It's very, very big.
You went to the big-ass fan people in Texas and said...
So what's your... Danny, what's your flag going
to
be?
Well, I've been to enough... I've been to enough Burning Spear concerts in my life to know that it's not a good look to have your face directly in the center of any flag. As much as I love and respect the guy, I'm saying probably it's just not a good look.
All right.
Particularly when you have his face on a giant flag that's hanging as a banner behind the stage while he's also wearing a shirt with a huge picture of himself.
And just so you remember who you're going to see. That's all.
Well, I'm looking at three Burning Spears and I'm only hearing one. So, it's the 21st century. It's the 21st century Burning Spear. Why don't you get a hologram up there so you guys can duet with yourselves?
Better sound system.
That's what I'm saying.
What does anyway, that have to do with the flag?
It doesn't have to do anything. I was just saying that's why I don't want. I was telling you one that I absolutely don't want.
Gotcha.
But I think I'll go with the the choose your own adventure flag.
Ooh, well, just FYI, the young lady whose magazine this is her name is Cindy, Cyndy. She chose Strawberry Lanes for her flag. Just a strawberry and the word Strawberry Lanes.
Everybody their own.
Strawberry Lanes. Yeah, mine's gonna be a big green flag. Maybe every type of green, like in a little box. So like it's just like. Blends in like dark green versus hunter green versus evergreen versus, light green.
Winter
green. No turquoise. I mean, that's more blue than green, but saying that's we're getting somewhere. And a big wind turbine on it, again, because that's what our country's going to do.
It's your
brand.
We're
just going to make energy everybody. We're protecting the brand.
All right.
With or without freckles.
Me, never.
I don't think you can because you have that lawsuit pending.
I wouldn't be butt dead without
being racist about people without freckles. But we'll get to that later. Number five is build your own treasury. Okay, you have four options. One is a wild card. You can pick whatever you want. Here are your options. Set up a toll booth outside each bathroom. Sell tickets for tours of your sister's diary. That's invasive.
It's for kids.
Or explore your natural resources by having a yard sale.
Ooh.
I mean, leader of a country.
I'm going with C because I wanted us to have a Danny and Mike Stoop sale. And I think we still can.
That is true.
I'm going with
C. So you're going to exploit natural resources. You are quite the exact opposite of this place called Below, what is it called?
Union
Wind Turbines.
Yes, that's right. Yes, yeah. I guess I would say that I would be doing that, but it's pretty self-explanatory what the country does. But when you said treasury, like I was just assuming that what the country really wants is like a 27-story building that's just hollowed out, just full of gold pennies, like
ooh, or coin,
could just like,
gold pennies.
Yeah, gold pennies, not bronze.
They're worth more if they're made of gold. Yes. That's why.
Mm-hmm. All right.
It's like what you know. It's I just think about. Swimming in it, doing fun stuff with it, taking pictures, selfies.
Danny, turn off DuckTales. Turn off DuckTales. Look at me. Look at me. Turn off DuckTales. Thank you.
I've been watching a lot of cartoons lately, so that's
they're rebooting everything that we held holy.
It's not Tailspin though. DuckTales, I ain't watching Tailspin.
Powerpuff Girls, He-Man.
Last time somebody rebooting tried to dive into some gold, they broke their neck in four places and still haven't recovered. So
That was a James Bond movie. Don't go swimming. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Jeremy.
I'm just saying the duck has been in the hospital. What's his name? Uncle Duck? What the fuck
Scrooge?
Is his name? Scrooge McDuck. Jesus.
Yeah. How did he ever recover from diving into all those gold coins?
I don't know. I mean, that's like paralysis to me.
No, it makes perfect sense logically. He's got like a point and the bill breaks.
Snap his neck instantly.
No, because the bills, you're wedging yourself in there.
It's a wedge, interesting.
So it's a simple machine, and that simple machine helps save his life. If you or I did it with our thick, round skulls, we would definitely hurt ourselves.
Yeah.
You know?
But we're not built for diving like the ducks are.
That's
into
right.
money like the rich ducks
right.
are.
They've we evolved need the duck hybrid ecoskeletons, is what you're saying.
Coin.
I'm saying next time you want to go and jump in a vat of coins, you should put a wedge on your head.
Okay. Now we get to the a little deeper, and we talk about the unit of currency, and you have some options. Number one, mini donuts. Decent. Number two, dryer lint. And number three, an individually wrapped cheese slice. That's some or wild card. You could pick your own.
I need number four.
You're gonna do cheese slice?
Well,
no.
Well, wait. Hold on. Let's forget about the one that we can make up. Based on these three, if this is our monetary currency here, mm-hmm. look, we can work together on this. This could be like a euro for the two countries.
I think we should put both our faces on the money, whatever it is. So let's do the cheese. Both of our faces burned into a piece of cheese,
But the thing about cheese is it costs money to make.
So does a penny. So does a penny. Penny only exists because of Arizona.
Yeah, but you know what doesn't?
What?
What's free?
Little dryer donuts.
Dryer lint. No, wow. Well, chocolate donuts if you steal from the, 7-Eleven.
I think dryer lint of the three is most like the Bitcoin of currency because you have to run a wasteful 40-minute session of electricity and hot air before you get any.
So
kind
you're
of
going
results.
Dryer coin. Yeah.
Yeah, but if you're washing, brand new towels and fresh clothes, you're gonna get yourself a nice
yeah
pool
this is exactly like the Simpsons when Homer tried to get into the grease business by buying hundreds of dollars
right.
worth of bacon. Okay.
But
okay.
It is the same thing. That's right. That's the racket.
You need
of
your
our
feedstock. Yeah.
I see it. You
this
can
is,
roll
this is the racket of the instead of taxes, everybody just sends in their dryer lint. And so we have such a stock.
A huge flammable ball. We use it to start campfires. That's what it's good
that's
for.
That's right.
Campfires.
That's right. Actually, Mike, you just put a very good point in there. And there is no smoking in our treasury.
Thank you.
So. Well, only vaping. Only vaping a lot.
Oh, Lord.
That's worse. So you're saying
I can't. I'm at work today, and I work at this. I work at a TV show that's unnamed TV show that's shooting at an unnamed historical recreation type of place. This historical recreator comes up to me this morning. We've been like picking up cable and picking up boxes and putting them in stuff and putting stuff away. And we're just stopping to take a break and drink some water. This historical recreator comes over to me with her smock and her thing on her head. And she goes, I found this. Is this one of your things? And she hands me like the ass end of a jewel pod. And she goes, I thought this might be something of yours. I was like, oh no, ma'am. The kids use that for the vapes. You'll find them everywhere. And she says,
it looked enough like it could be
the USB that just never ever fits. I understand.
You're the only one I could see with that long hair, you hippie. Is
exactly. It's your jewel pot. No, she didn't even know what what it was.
I've got a couple drug rugs back here if you're interested. Yeah,
exactly.
The guy secretly gets an Instagram account
in the vape store. Sell ponchos.
All right. So what was yours, Mike? What did you choose?
It's going to be custom. No, it's going to be the only outlay is going to be taxing the people to make a cast iron mold, like a skillet of me and Danny's face. And then you could just keep heating it up and dropping the cheese on it.
Whoa.
So just the printing, you know, the original.
So it's like
printing.
Jesus toast or like
the mint, the engraving part. Uh-huh.
So engraved.
Embossed cheese.
Yeah. Jeez. Just cheese with our faces burned into it is the currency.
I like that a lot. Side story. My mom she's very artistic. She likes crafting and doing all that stuff. When I was a kid, she grabbed a whole bunch of dryer lint. And there was a big thing going around where everybody would make dryer lint art, which is a whole nother level of Dan's currency in his country. And they would squish it somehow or another.
What do you mean dryer lint
wet.
Art?
Yeah, and then make it into like a little scene of like the hills or so. I don't know what it was exactly, but
so
she was into dryer lint
basically.
It was
a sculptural medium.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, you had
the hills have 180 thread count.
So I'm just saying, if that's your currency, then that's like, there's a whole other level now because you can now make art out of it. Mm. Finally, art is actually worth something.
When you think about ambergris, right? It's like whale puke is used as in a major base of perfume, and the other major base of perfume is beaver ass gland.
Mm.
Whale
puke. It's also in raspberry, right? Raspberry flavoring is beaver
is
anal
it?
Glands. Yeah.
No.
Yes.
I mean, it's just a chemical that mimics
I'm going to go get my raspberry flavoring.
Look it up.
Fact check on the dump. Fact check on the dump.
I still prefer raspberry seltzers and stuff like
what,
that.
What, to beaver rasp? Everyone does. Fact check on the dump.
Like raspberry is,
fact check
is way,
on
way
the
under
dump.
Strawberry, cherry, watermelon. Raspberry, come on, man.
Come on, Jeremy.
Speaking of, though, you said puke, and that reminds me of another story about my mom that she told me 2 days ago. Her dog, Rufus, who was a bit of a rabble-rouser,
ate all of the dryer lint statues and puked them up.
He ate a bunch of dryer lint. No, he puked up something, and she went to wipe it up, and it was alive. And apparently he ate a frog, and it didn't die, and she took it back outside and let it loose. But
she
must have swallowed the frog
and
then just puked it up, which is... just disgusting.
Yeah. Did she wash it off first?
No, I don't think so.
Well,
you swallow the frog to catch
the
fly.
Exactly. Now we know why. Jeremy, if you were a frog and you got swallowed, wouldn't you do your best fucking WWWB frog guy impression at that point to try and get the fuck
out?
To get out?
Look,
you wouldn't want
to
get back out of
there. If you were lucky enough to not get, chewed up.
Yeah, you don't really get masticated. He looks like he just got swallowed whole, I guess, right?
Yeah.
I was still alive, so I don't know.
You check in with the
problems,
frog lately?
I have to see where she threw it and, go give a look and see if I have to put a tombstone up.
Geolocate a frog.
Yeah. I get to see her next week after almost a year and a half, which is very exciting.
That's nice.
That's great.
Yeah.
You can give her 25 cheese bucks from us.
Oh, okay.
And the retirement lint.
Yeah.
And the retirement lint.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The lint pension.
We give everyone, if you join our country, Jeremy, everybody's who is a citizen there.
Your social security is in lint.
Their parents have birthright, and they're all, birthright to come here, and they get all their pension and all that stuff.
Well, I didn't want to say it, but at the end, I'm going to choose.
We're burning so much dryer lint.
Yeah.
But well, that's what we say in that country.
Well, it's kind of free. You have to do your laundry, which if it's any indication, mine's 3 feet high. You know, it's
right, I was
like
going to say Jeremy has a low bank account because his laundry pile is high, but that means a lot of potential dryer lint.
And that's also, right. I was going to say that at the end here, I'm going to pick one. So, here at question number seven.
Mine is custom cheese, wean flag so custom cheese.
Really? Now we have to cater to you? Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying, no, you don't have
to. We're changing this up
now? Your country. Nope.
Jeremy, all I can say is wean flag custom cheese, get on your knees, suck on these.
Wow. That's not, if that's part of your country, I'm leaning towards dance.
That's our national anthem, Jeremy. You got to sing that every
that's
morning.
Not on the
yeah, you have to sing that every morning at public school. It's enforced.
Oh my God, there is a national
Mine
motto
is,
coming
ours
up.
Is greens, greens, the turbines they move. Watch out, bird, you're going to get screwed.
Wow.
That's, yeah.
Save that because I have to write it down.
Oddly prescient when they invented the country before wind turbines ever existed, but still knew those words somehow.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pie, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
All right. Well, next you have to really think about the language you're going to use. So here are some options. Of course, number four
Fuck.
Is a wild card.
Shit.
That's
Kurt
profanity.
He means,
that's not. That's
sorry,
just a part
sorry,
of language.
Sorry.
Here are your languages that you can use. Number one, mumbling, which would be great for me. Two, double talk. Three, pig Latin. And four, custom. What do you guys think?
Fredonia would get pig Latin for sure.
Who is?
Sorry. Fredonia would get pig Latin for sure for the listener.
Really? Pig Latin?
The right. Union of Wind Turbines would be mumblers. And I say that, and there's now another brand new issue between the two countries. My sisters used to, they used to speak like gibberish, like real gibberish, like get a gog, get a gog, get a gog, get a gog.
I remember those.
My dad could understand it. My mom couldn't understand it. I could never get it. I don't know why. I just never like tried too hard.
It was just frustrating. I get it.
It used to frustrate me to no end because they knew that I couldn't understand and they would like get right up close in
Big
front
brother.
Of me.
Big Brother. We got something on Big Brother. I get it.
Yeah. It's, wow. Yeah, very, very few things they got over on me.
But was
it
coded?
Were
they like giving information like
you're just putting
they're saying real shit.
Yeah, you're putting a syllable inside of different words to change them. You're putting different syllables inside of words.
Yeah. You can like to say got, it's like get a g, get a go,
anyway,
get a t or something. I don't
Jeremy,
know,
get a go for the go, you're the girls of the gelf.
Well, he okay. Well,
screw
he.
Screw you, Marona.
I'm more of a mumbler,
brother,
so
brother got him a little bit.
I don't know, but pig Latin.
Look, and if you're a mumbler in the country, then everything can get done because nobody really knows what you're doing.
Yeah, then you have to have a state
so
filmmaker.
Whoever has a real agenda can get everything done because everybody's just mumbling through stuff.
Oh. But anybody with a ulterior motive could probably get it done too.
Well, true, but that's what you have to, you know.
It's all up to interpretation.
In lieu of that, we have mental tests and to see where everybody's at. If there's anyone that's decided that they, you know, want to be sneaky about shit, we kick them the hell out and we send them right to Fredonia.
Oh, there's an export program. Well, the reason I bring it up is because now, number eight, you have to establish the law of the land for this joint. Here are your three choices, and of course, always one wild card. Number one, whoever smelt it, dealt it. Solid. Very solid. Solid. As far as the law of the land. Whoever denied it, supplied it.
It's a good corollary.
I knew that was coming, in fact. I was thinking it in my head.
And yet, and whoever you did not it, take pains to deny it.
Cuts it. Whoever rebukes it.
What was that one?
Whoever rebukes it, cuts it.
Whoever what?
Rebutes it.
Rebuts it. Rebuts it. Jeremy.
Rebuts it,
yeah.
Cuts it.
Yeah, rebuts it.
Oh, rebuts it.
Because
it rhymes. Because it rhymes.
Jesus Christ.
It's okay, buddy.
All right, so those are your choices. Or, of course, a wild card. It could be the law of the land.
Danny, I don't know T, if I ever thinking? Heard
whoever like, rebuts it, cuts just, it. It's all about farts.
Well, it's Nickelodeon Magazine.
Well, I mean, it's Nickelodeon Magazine. Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say.
March of 1995.
I get it.
The farts were on the agenda. You know what I mean?
Denied it, supplied it, rebuts it, cuts it.
And here's a bonus one that you can use or not use. Whoever accuses blew the fuses.
Ooh, that's...
Which would be bad. I don't think there's fuses in air power.
I would like to go with a...
You know what? I'll take that.
Here. Okay. Mine is, if the glove doesn't fit, you should acquit.
That's very topical, I guess, in 25 years ago.
For 1995, yeah, it's perfect.
Doesn't fit.
What do you mean? No, that was from that documentary. That was like a limited series show on HBO, right? About some woman that might have been murdered. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
It
was like a professional basketball player, I think.
Yeah. The People versus LeBron James or something.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway. So we got the Michael C. What's your law of the land? I mean, you got to keep the cheese theme going. I feel like
I was going to say, I'm trying to come up with one right now, and it's...
Well, think about what Limburger cheese is and how it's stored. That's what I think.
Ew.
If you're thinking about something stinky, because, you know, it's like you go to those old man...
Is it in the fridge or is it in a dome?
Homer Simpson indicator, if you go to old man dive bars like I do, sometimes you'll see weird shit on the top of the refrigerator, like... You know, a thing of Limburger cheese.
Is it under a dome, this cheese?
No, it's in like a big, it's in like a Tupperware that's like 4 inches thick. It's like the walls of this fucking, it's
and you
very
see condensation dripping
stinky.
Down the sides of the container.
That's it.
Outraged, please. You cut the cheese.
Wow, I like that.
Outraged, please?
Please, as in the plural of plea.
Wow. Who cut the cheese? All right, that fits very well. You know what I mean, with your whole thing.
Well, Mike
there.
Is such a very cohesive country.
Well,
everything runs around cheese.
We're dairy-based economy. We know what we're doing. We know what we're doing.
Well, keep that attitude up. That country's going to have another.
When you need your electricity to make your, you know, hipster cheese that you're making.
Here's the thing: we collect all of our cows. Arts.
Oh.
And we
interesting.
So you're not
to power, we use that to power a gas turbine.
You're not emitting greenhouse gases. You're catching all of your
cows. We're collecting
farts.
Greenhouse gases.
No, his word wind turbines mount in the butt of the cow.
I like
and so
that
when
too.
When they fart, just runs that turbine, so it's a bit of different setup.
I like that too.
Well, it's the thing is that our countries border each other. And so I try to keep the wind turbines
going the other way.
I don't want to be downwind.
This has the advantage of giving us wind.
Yeah, that's a good point. Mm-hmm. Well, moving on.
You know, you can't make cheese without wind. Just it's a fact.
Can't cut the cheese without
the cows towards the dairy.
Yeah. If we're going to, let's move on. And our next one is select a natural, I'm sorry. A national motto. Jesus Christ, I can't talk today.
It is. It's outrage, please, from who cut the cheese.
Well, that's your law of the land.
Oh, okay.
You yeah, make this is a natural. You feel like a natural turbine. Mm.
Wow, that's
well,
pretty
yes,
lame.
Well, yes, I do.
Go ahead, Jerry.
I'll put it in there.
No, that's not it.
Go ahead, Jerry. Give me
natural instead of national.
Give me your weak choices before I make up my own.
Sorry.
I was going to say, yeah. Don't tread on me. Live free or die.
Topical. Also
both
topical.
Both of those great 25 years ago
have come around again.
Just like my first edition, first appearance of Punisher that I keep, that I want to, not sure what I want to do with yet.
Save it and you'll be a kid's grad, you know, it's college money or something.
Just a quick segue. Have you seen Joe Mandy's? He took the Punisher logo that's all over everywhere. That's like, yeah, America, blah, blah,
yeah.
blah. And he turned it into like a foot fetish. He made it into like skeleton feet with the face and had like as like red nail polish at the bottom of it. It's very good. I implore everyone to go look at it because it's so fucking funny.
Speaking of Joe Mandy, his new show is great. And you should go watch it. I can't remember the name of it.
You should get him on the show.
I can hardly hear you, Jeremy.
Send him a text message.
Anyway, the national motto, what do you think?
You're supposed to give us three shitty choices before we
I did.
Make up our
Don't
own.
Tread on me.
Yeah.
Live free or die.
Uh-huh.
Land of the farts. Home. No, wait, that was wrong. Land of the free, home of the brave. Which I think is taken, but you could reuse, I guess.
I don't know. There's so many jerk-offs in New Hampshire. There's so many good people, too. It's really tough to say.
I love New Hampshire.
Do you?
It's gorgeous.
What do you like about it?
The bars.
Trees don't,
good,
trees
good
don't
beer,
vote, Jeremy. Trees don't vote.
It's not all about voting.
Kankamangus Highway ain't getting you anywhere.
What's that place the Jounce used to play all the time? The tavern?
In New Hampshire?
Yeah.
We played lots
We've
of
talked
places.
About this because I shot something there and you did a
but
show there.
Stone Church in Newcastle?
Oh, no.
Anyway, let's not. It's a bar in the corner and it's a hometown bar in New Hampshire in Peterborough.
Harlow's.
Shout out to Harlow's.
Yes,
go there.
Big
buy
shout
your beer.
Out to Harlow's. That place is
we
great.
Love that
I hope
place.
I hope it's doing okay.
Yeah.
My
right,
national motto
it.
Is gonna have nothing to do with any of those.
Mm.
And I'll go last so Danny can do his first.
All right.
Well, my national motto is things can be keen. When everything is green, wind turbines for life. Sup? Question mark.
It could just be wind turbine.
Write that all down because I mean it's a lot. I'm not
it's
sure.
It's a lot
to
engrave
to
on it. On every single. What's your money again?
It's a dryer lint. It's dryer lint.
I guess you could mold it.
All right.
Okay, you can cut off the second half. That's like you know, like there's multiple verses of the.
The
you
banner.
Know, any of the star-spangled banners and stuff like that. This would be the second half of the motto that you would is that second half.
All right.
But, you know.
I'm just saying, I think it's a bit much. Although, how many times
okay,
a day do
so
you recite? How many times
so
a day do you recite
it, Jeremy,
the
gosh.
Our American national motto? Do you even know what it is?
Live free or die?
That's New Hampshire.
I thank you. I used to scream that every time I paid the toll to go from New Hampshire into Maine, going over the Piscataqua Bridge.
Each time.
And people did not like it.
Pataskala?
People did not like it. No.
Well, they shouldn't have been hanging out on the side of the bridge then.
Shout out to
Dayton. They would get mad at me as I would drive through and I'd yell, live free or die! Because what I would like to do is not pay them because I was
not
living free
taxes.
Or dying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we don't pay taxes, but you pay for the right to go over that bridge.
Yeah, you got
to
pay them.
Our national motto, which is a bit of a controversial subject, I feel like, is
In God We Trust.
Yeah, In God We Trust.
Yeah I thought it was E Pluribus Unum, but it turns out
it's
In God We Trust.
I feel like that's what it should be. All right, Dan, what was yours? I mean, Michael C., what's yours?
We'll go back to Dan, and I'll give you mine after that.
Well, I've already written down Dan's 20-page national
motto.
Oh,
what is it?
Just cut it in.
You want to trim it? You want to trim it?
Jeremy, geez.
Jesus Christ.
I've
Jeremy, just trim it for me.
It's been trimmed.
Yeah, no, I cool. I just left
cut
it with
after,
sup.
Cut after green.
SUP? Question mark. It's all it is. Go ahead, Mike. National motto.
The name,
work for yourself.
The name of the country is Fredonia. The motto of the country is come for the cows. But you have to just say it out loud. It's never written down.
That's it? Come for the cows?
Come for the cows.
And that, just to clarify, it's C-O-M-E?
No, it's, yeah, you can never be written down. You can only say it out loud.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Well, that's disturbing.
Yeah. I'm putting C-O-M-E.
Are you asking for come for the cows? Are you asking to come over, yeah, for the cows?
You visit Fredonia and you'll find out, buddy.
Second you walk in there. Shit's everywhere. You know what? And the last thing we do when we create a country, you have to declare a national holiday. Here are your options. You have three and then one custom. The national holiday is your birthday. Mm-hmm. Looks like it could be a snow day holiday.
Ironic.
Fake sick day holiday. Or
ironic.
Fondue Friday. Ooh, that could work that, really well with somebody.
Was there a fondue joke in any Pete and Pete's? Because we were two out of three.
Oh, really?
Well,
yeah. Danny has to pick sick day. He's legally required.
I'm
to.
Legally, yeah.
Yeah.
Be sick day.
That means you would have to legally pick Fondue Friday. Because
me? Yeah. But it turns out I would pick Fondue Friday anyway. So it's like it's something my body already needs.
I would also think about having a National Pizza Day.
Ooh,
and that then that National Pizza Day could also be a day of like just putting an arm out. No, I know, that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to say
extending
the
national
holiday
national
would be extending a national arm to Fredonia to be like, oh, cool, hey, let's.
It is a testament to the strong bonds between our two nations.
Other than Christmas and Easter and Halloween. And
broccoli.
New Year's Day.
There's also my son
New
made
Year's
up
Eve and Christmas Day.
My son made up a holiday called broccoline, where you dress up like broccoli.
Oh, I'd love that. It's my favorite vegetable.
Peas
are a close second.
Peas are up there.
You know, yeah. I just want to have something between the two countries. That's all. I think a National Pizza Day would be great.
All right. We'll come together for this reason.
We don't share Boxing Day with Canada, and we should.
Well, that's because it's St. Stephen's Day and other places. We have always been friends. We've been the Turbinians are our oldest allies, I would say. So,
I mean,
we stand
some ready, would say
we stand
only
ready
ally.
With we stand ready with sauce and hot pepper, red pepper flakes. For
but you also have the cows, so you have the cheese too.
Yeah, I feel like you have the farm. Yeah.
That goes without saying, buddy.
Yeah. All right, so let's just recap here. Michael C. created a country called Fredonia, run by De La Soul. Their title is
Big Cheese.
Their official title is Big Cheese. Their flag is the Ween flag. They want to exploit natural resources.
By having a yard sale.
For the treasury. They're going to use engraved
pictures
cheese.
Me and currency. Danny stamped onto cheese for money.
Pig Latin for language. Their law of the land is outraged, please. Who cut the cheese? And come for the cows is the national motto. And the holiday is Fondue Friday. Pretty good. Danny's is the Union of Wind Turbines. Diggable Planets is that's where they've been, apparently, running this country. the ruler. Official title would be the Grand Poobah. They have a green flag with turbine on it. Gold pennies as their currency.
Excuse me. It's a
gold.
A full spectrum green flag.
All of the greens.
Thank you.
Didn't really. Dryerland as the currency and a bunch of mumblers as a language. And the law of the land. If the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit. That's right. Yeah.
Yes.
And national motto, which is I'm just going to leave as sup question mark.
I like that. No, yeah. No, that's a good national motto. Sup.
Well, it's an abbreviation.
The world
and,
can be keen if you like the green.
I don't even remember now. And then you'll have a National Pizza Day. All right. I think to be able to choose, I need one more. This will be the grand finale. I need to know from each of you what is your national sport. Natural sport. All right.
But my natural sport is walking.
And what's your national?
But my national sport is 10-pin bowling.
10-pin bowling. Interesting.
It's pretty good. We have 11-pin bowling, so just a little bit better over.
Are you going with 11-pin?
Oh, yeah, over in it's actually just 12-pin now. Wow, we got more pins while you guys were waiting. So actually, 13-pin bowling. So really, three pins better, 3 pins more.
All right. Well, I'm gonna have to pick, and I think my choice to join. I mean, I love the name Fredonia. You know, the wind turbine thing throws me off a little bit, but I'm going to go Fredonia.
Jeremy.
Wow.
I would like to officially ask the land of Fredonia for my to, if I could become a piece of your
Jeremy,
property.
I always knew you didn't blow. You didn't blow. I knew that.
Big cheese, man. Wing flag.
Before you answer that question.
Go ahead.
All right.
Danny would like to offer you $100,000 for 15% of the business.
Diggable Planets are letting me know expressly that if you take in Jeremy as a citizen, that is an act of war. So,
he's a refugee. He's a refugee. We have asylum.
Yeah, if I just walk up the border,
your step is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well, then you give him back. You do what they should have done in Handmaid's Tale. You give him back.
Well, I haven't seen that yet, so don't get the reference. But
good.
It was very vague. We hope you enjoyed this mini. So thank you so much for tuning in.
If you want to tell us which country you would like,
let us know at 347-470-1150.
Or on the voicemail, yeah. We are part of the Last Podcast. Check them out, lastpodcastnetwork.com.
.com.
Our Patreon's patreon.com/DannyandMike with
the
and
spelled
out. Danny, you can find at D Tamborelli on the Twits, at Danny Tamborelli on the Insta. Michael's at Michael C. Marona on the Twitter. I am at Remy Balin, at Jeremy Balin on the Instagram, or Danny and Mike on most other platforms. Give us a follow, say hello. And maybe you too can join one of our sweet, sweet countries. Whose side are you on? We'll put a poll up. That's what we should do.
Hail, Fredonia.
You mean the wind turbines or Fredonia? Yeah. So take your choice and then come vote. Come to the Danny Mike
Twitter. See how you would have chosen differently than I.
Yeah. Fredonia, come join us.
Potentate to
Fuck
Fredonia.
That other place. Wind turbines
Union
are in the past.
Of wind turbines.
No.
I think the Freckolinis have something to say about it.
Oh,
well, many a Freckolini heart beats beneath the chest of a Turbinian.
Jeez. I feel like that's a way to leave it.
Yep.
Bye.
All right, folks. Bye. The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Marona. The show is produced by me, Jeremy Bailey. The podcast is part of the Last Podcast Network, which can be found at lastpodcastnetwork.com. Make sure to check that out for a ton of great shows. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also, look us up on Twitter at Danny and Mike with the N spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/theadventuresofdannyandmike. Thanks for listening.
Check it out, dude. I've been working on my Jeremy Leaf.